You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last Friday was International Women's Day. I saw a lot of posts on social media about it, a lot of events about International Women's Day, and a lot of people talking about gender equality. I spoke to the National President of the National Council of Women, Vanessa Deru, about International Women's Day and what the whole day was all about. I was also particularly interested in talking about the effect of social media on a day like this that promotes a movement. We talked a little bit about whether social media is good for a day or a movement such as this or not. Here is Vanessa. International Women's Day was last Friday, and the theme for the day this year was Balance for Better. Could you explain what this means?
So we have been celebrating International Women's Day for the last few days, actually, and the Balance for Better theme is just ensuring that we can include everyone around the conversation for gender equality, understanding that having balance for women on International Women's Day means that we need to have balance for all genders.
How far do you think we are from the right balance, you know, that full gender equality across the whole gender spectrum?
Well, knowing that gender is diverse and expansive, we know and we can see statistics, particularly OECD statistics, but also domestic statistics where we don't have equality across genders. And so those statistics are saying to us we have a gender pay gap, that we have high rates of sexual and domestic violence in this country, that we have low levels of women in leadership positions, that we don't have, a number of things that you would expect if we had gender equality.
And obviously that's something that we need to move towards fixing, right? So it's an ongoing issue, you would agree?
At the National Council of Women, we believe that gender equality is something that still needs to be discussed and talked about today. Our mission is to see a country that is truly gender equal, and to be able to do that, the work that we're doing in particular is running through the Gender Equal New Zealand campaign. And that campaign, alongside the projects that we have, are about cultural change. So knowing that we can see New Zealanders not all agreeing that we have the same view about gender stereotypes and roles. We know that we've got different people that think in different ways. Some of those views are old-fashioned, and we can see that through some of the gender attitude survey data that we have that we've run. And an example of that is that most New Zealanders, 79% of us, agree that gender equality is a fundamental right for us all. However, not everyone is in that 79%. So where are we as a country to try and remove and challenge the rigid gender stereotypes that disadvantage all genders? And that's what we were talking about for International Women's Day, is how do we create a gender-positive culture that celebrates gender diversity but actually enhances our conversations towards gender equality.
International Women's Day has a large social media presence, and I noticed personally that many of my friends posted pictures on Instagram and Facebook and Snapchat and everywhere alongside celebrities and public figures across the world. What are your thoughts on the social media presence of the day?
We would agree that there has been an explosion of social media around International Women's Day this year. And I think that comes from seeing so much movement and so much encouraging conversations on the back of the Me Too movement, on the back of suffrage 125 years that we celebrated last year, on the back of reports that have come out describing different countries and their rankings according to gender equality. So all of those things, amongst other conversations that are happening online, have certainly increased the presence of International Women's Day on social media. However, social media is just one platform, and only some people decide that they want to participate actively, and some of us are just purely spectators in that. So I think what we have seen is more people get engaged online, more people taking a stance and, you know, sharing their thoughts, sharing content. And that is encouraging to see, because actually if we want to change culture, we need people to start conversations, and we need those conversations to continue in order to see that gender positive culture that celebrates diversity, but also highlights where we have challenges today and how can we overcome them.
And I do suppose that social media is becoming a huge part of culture, social culture, and like in a general sense. So if people are posting about International Women's Day, about gender equality, then that sort of, it's obviously, it's a big cultural movement, right?
Without a doubt, there is certainly more people talking about gender equality on social media. And, you know, we just want to encourage that more. We certainly are leading that work on having conversations on social media through the Gender Equal New Zealand Facebook pages. And we certainly see a lot more people getting engaged and viewing that content, and hopefully either continuing those conversations online or taking them offline into their circles of friends, into their workplaces, into their whānau and family, and speaking about them around the kitchen table.
People may say that posting on social media about International Women's Day on one day a year could be considered feel-good feminism, you know, people wanting to feel a part of something and claim the feminist label because it's fashionable and it makes you feel good about supporting something. What do you think of this?
People that want to engage in celebration days or days of opportunity to highlight issues is a really good thing. And I think what we've seen with the International Women's Day on Friday is that some of those posts and some of those comments and conversations have gone further. So we're still seeing them today. We will probably see them tomorrow and for days to come. If people want to engage on these issues, they will do so when they see that. So the more we can get people commenting and taking part in conversations online around feminism, around gender equality, the more people will be able to engage. And it's actually up to all of us to keep that conversation going and keep that in the forefront of our minds as we move to wanting to make a truly equal gender country for Aotearoa.
Yeah, because I suppose the issue could be that, you know, people are only posting about it on one day, and then we go through the rest of the year and we go, oh, that was nice, posting about that on that day, and then I've just sort of continued on with my life and not really thought about it ever since. Do you think that that is something that definitely happens with having a day that celebrates a movement like this?
I think having a day that celebrates a movement like International Women's Day is helpful. It's a marker to ensure that people do start to engage, that they do remind themselves and others that these challenges and issues still exist for them and their communities. There are lots of other days that highlight gender inequality, and they will come during the year. So when people want to take this day as an opportunity to engage and then continue their engagement with other days on other issues, certainly we want to make sure that we can keep those conversations happening in between. And that's the role of campaigns such as Gender Equal New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.